Working wife. The decision is made. Out to work I will go. I'll have a job other than a wife and mother. It's not a choice lightly made, but pushed by a financial dilemma. My first day was filled with anxiety, lashings of trying to please and be useful, dodging other staff, more attractive and youthful. I joined the homeward throng with my shopping overflowing, rushing to provide my family with their tea. "Mum, what is there to eat this evening?" seemed to be their only welcoming greeting to me. My nurturing role is still expected to go on, uninterrupted within the family, you see. I'm a mother. What more can I expect? I can't neglect. I'm bursting to say how my day has gone, share my anxieties and pleasures, to have a word of comfort or praise. Well done, for me to mull over and treasure. My husband's exhausted. A terrible day, he mutters, sinking into the comfort of his old armchair to channel hop all the TV programmes from there. The children rise and clatter upstairs. "Homework, Mum. May we have a drink, please?" I sit in solitude and total surrender to the weight of domestic splendour now resting on me. Perhaps one day, when I come home, a successful executive with an enormous pay rise, things will be different for me. Will it? Or will the idea of a wife earning more than her husband endanger a marriage with husband's ego right down on the floor, with children now strangers, to a mother hardly there anymore? Being a wife is a difficult role, and getting it just right is a lifelong fight. To become a winner, your power has to be wrapped in a caring packet and dispensed even-handedly, without complaint or the slightest hint of temper. Then you may be praised, applauded, or unbelievably have achievements totally ignored by a husband who says, "Having a working wife is no problem at all for me."